Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Elvis was my friend.
Once he even stopped a plane at the Las Vegas airport.
The plane was just about to leave the gate. Elvis pulled his badge out, flashed it at the gate attendant. He said, stop the plane, don't let him take off. There's somebody on board we have to get.
Somebody was one of Presley's assistants, a man named James, whom Elvis suspected of stealing money, jewelry, and a few intimate photos.
Elvis had these personal Polaroids that he had taken of Priscilla that were semi-nudes. And Elvis said, there's two or three pictures missing, and they knew it was James, because James was going home. They pulled him off the plane, got his luggage, his briefcase, put him in the car.
Elvis comes walking up. James, he said, you got the right to remain silent and all that other.
They opened up James's briefcase. They found the pictures. They found a ring.
Elvis felt betrayed.
Elvis was my friend.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'll tell you what, son of that. That story is totally not true, man.
That is a lie.
You know. Don and Mike Show.
That boy's retarded.
When no one else can understand me.
Hamburger James.
That is a weird summarization of the Hamburger James story.
Yeah. But I like it because you've read it so many times.
It almost summarizes it, does it not?
It's and it's an eyewitness account from Marty Lacker. And Elvis read him his rights. You have the right. I wonder if he said it like that, too. You got the right to remain silent, all that other ass. Get in the car, man. Get his bags, boys.
Come on, Jack.
Yes, Hamburger James. How great thou art.
Well, let's see. I'm looking. We're gonna start with food.
All right.
Oh, good.
Let's start with food.
I think it's better than to jump right into look at all the babies we've killed.
Start at food. Mm-hmm. Move to sex.
Yeah. Yes.
Then do requests.
Okay.
And at some point today, really, we have to play all of those tapes. Of him asking for Bill Cosby in the crowd.
Yes. This is the run at the Las Vegas Hilton in the latter stages of Elvis's career.
Where he explains his divorce. Where he looks for Judy Sparkles. Spreckles.
Spreckles. Where's Judy Spreckles?
And then at one point, remember, he just says, I got a toothache.
He's just giving random thoughts.
Non sequitur.
It was the part of Elvis's shows where he enjoyed talking to the audience more than performing.
Well, before food, Mike. It's important to note the other thing that made Elvis great.
Mm-hmm.
His love of drugs.
He had a little bit of a problem with narcotics.
What?
Yep. This is one of our favorite Elvis stats. It's the amount of amphetamines, sedatives, and narcotics Elvis took in the last 3 years of his life. And keep in mind, tragically, that third year cut short 30
yes.
years ago today.
Yeah.
In 1975, these are just the ones that were prescribed for him.
These are prescriptions from Dr. Nick.
In 1975, he had 1,296 amphetamines.
Wow.
In 1970...
Now that's speed for those of you that might not be familiar with farms.
In 1976, the number of amphetamines went from 1,200... to 2,372.
These were uppers that he would use usually. Well, he'd use them all the time, but he used them also for performing.
Now, much like Barry Bonds, 1977 is an asterisk year because Elvis did not perform for the entire year.
Right.
Thus, his count of amphetamines is down in 1977 from 2,300 to 1,790, but that is still...
That's the year that was cut short.
500 more than his... 75.
Right. Yeah, the 61 has to have an asterisk next to it.
Sedatives. In 1975, he took 1,891.
Man's got to sleep.
1976, the number goes up to 2,680. And here's an outstanding stat. In the asterisk year of 77,
right,
the number of sedatives in a strike year goes up to 4,996.
So he's taking more downers even in the shortened year, man. That means he's taking an amazing amount.
And how about narcotics?
Okay.
How about them?
In 75, Elvis was prescribed 910 prescriptions of narcotics.
Yeah.
It's like Codeine, right? Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Like 76, he moves over 1,000 to 1,059.
Batting 1,000.
And again, in the partial season of 1977, he doubles his total to over 2,000 narcotic prescriptions.
My God. Wow.
Elvis had a big heart, but that is not what killed him. Elvis died of drugs.
Yeah. And, of course, the autopsy, when they said his stomach sounded like it was full of gravel, right. That would kind of indicate that. Lots of pills.
It was drugs and eye trouble.
Drugs and eye trouble. And they went in, even went and filled his pills with sugar.
Right.
That's what they did. But not only did he like drugs, but he did like to eat.
Yeah.
He liked food.
Let me get that music ready.
He was against drugs, really.
Mike Elvis Presley was a food addict.
He loved his food.
In high school, in Hollywood, in Vegas, and in Graceland, Elvis lived for food. And in the end, his obsession with food helped send him to an early grave. Elvis spent the last days of his life on a nearly complete fast. Desperate to lose weight for a tour set to begin August 17, 1977. Between 12:30 and 1 on the morning of August 16th, cook Pauline Nicholas reported to Graceland from work. She was told Elvis had refused food all day.
Mm-hmm.
She was concerned. Elvis had hardly eaten for a week.
Right.
She made a salad, started peeling potatoes. She knew Elvis wouldn't eat. She was worried. She didn't know what to do. A few minutes later, the phone rang in the kitchen. In Graceland, it was Mr. P.
Mr. P, baby.
Pauline, would you fix me some water, please? Both of my bottles are empty.
He kept water bottles with him. Thirsty.
Sure, said Pauline. Elvis always liked to have two huge bottles of ice water in the fridge next to his bed. Pauline went up to Elvis's room to refill the bottles. He found Elvis lying in bed. Tiptoed around him to pick up one booty next to his bed and the other in his bathroom.
Oh, dear.
As Elvis looked on from the bed, she carried the empty bottles to the ice maker in Lisa Marie's room.
The ice maker.
That's another touch that we always
love. Yeah, they got the ice maker.
Where
he kept it. Keep the ice maker upstairs, Jack.
Pauline refilled the bottles, headed back to the kitchen. His thirst quenched. Elvis thought about his next move.
Yes. I like the way they write this.
Yeah.
His thirst was quenched. Now it's on to food, Jack.
He was discouraged. After several days of dieting, he still weighed 255 pounds. He called the kitchen again sometime between 2 and 4 a.m. to break his fast. He requested his favorite snack, ice cream and cookies. The snack typically contained at least 16 scoops of ice cream and a few dozen cookies.
Oh, my God.
On this night, he told Pauline not to serve as much as usual. Just a small amount.
Hey, he's coming off his fast, Jack.
And do not give me as many cookies. She dished up 8 scoops of ice cream and 6 to 8 cookies. She served the ice cream in a cereal bowl, accompanied by cookies on a bread plate. After eating, energy surged through Elvis's body.
Man, I feel great.
Sure. Revitalized.
I got a sugar high, man.
He discussed the idea of marriage with his girlfriend, Ginger. At 5 a.m., Elvis and Ginger went to play racquetball.
Man, let's get up. I swear to God, man, I want to play racquetball. I just had my ice cream.
When Elvis returned to the mansion at 7, he was subdued.
He's coming down off the sugar high.
Pauline told him he looked hungry. He said, you know, Pauline, I'm not feeling hungry.
Oh.
I feel tired. I just want to rest. Later in the morning, Elvis called the kitchen and asked for his medication, which he referred to as his attack.
I need my attack.
He typically took 3 such attacks each night, spaced several hours apart. But during this last night, he saved up all of the contents from the 3 packets, swallowed them all at once.
That may have been a problem.
Yeah, that's bad. He found dead several hours later on the floor of his bathroom.
Yeah.
Even as a teenager, Elvis loved food.
Sure he did.
He relished the lunches at Memphis High School. Shop teacher noticed when Elvis lingered after class, last period before lunch. Teacher says, what's wrong? Elvis said, didn't have money for lunch. Elvis remembered when he was hungry. When Elvis started to make it, Elvis loved food more than ever.
Sure.
Elvis didn't drink.
He didn't smoke. Elvis did like to eat.
Right.
Whatever. This is obviously early Elvis.
Yes, early Elvis loved to eat.
As he grew as a star and as a man, when he performed in Las Vegas, in the late 70s, he was fueled by massive intakes of food.
Mm-hmm.
After his show, Elvis would have a small backstage party. More typically, he'd rush to the service elevator to be whisked to his penthouse suite.
I'm starving, man.
Where there was a pile of cheeseburgers piled high on his bed.
On the bed. Put the cheeseburgers on the bed, Jack.
The cheeseburgers were served with ketchup, but no mayo. Because Elvis believed mayo is bad for your stomach.
Yeah. I don't want that mayonnaise, Jack.
Fries with the occasional pickle were the only accompaniment. At Graceland, Elvis had cooks on duty 24 hours a day.
Wouldn't that be cool?
His pantry was always full with his favorite food.
Yeah. That's the Elvis we love.
Mm-hmm. One night in 76, Elvis and several pals jetted from Memphis to Denver to feast on the best sandwich the king had ever eaten.
It's a great sandwich, man.
The Fool's Gold Loaf.
Well, it's still like one. Every time you read this story, I want to get one.
The Fool's Gold Loaf is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich of Olympic proportions. Elvis' sandwich is an entire loaf of bread that's warmed, hollowed out, and generously spread with peanut butter and jelly.
Hollow out the center, man.
The inside is then filled with a pound of crispy fried bacon.
There you go. So if you're keeping track, that's a loaf of bread hollowed out, filled with peanut butter, jelly, and bacon bits.
Once when he was about to enter the hospital, he left instructions that he'd be awakened and fed a cherry pie prior to his departure.
Yay. Man, I'm going to take a little nap. When I wake up, give me a cherry pie, a whole one.
He was so nervous, he wolfed down the whole pie in bed, unaided by utensils.
Oh, dear.
Another time, while staying in Baltimore before a concert, Elvis woke up and ordered a hot fudge sundae for breakfast. He quickly polished it off and ordered a second one. Then Elvis ordered and ate a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth sundae for breakfast.
Eight ice cream sundaes, Jack.
He then passed out. At the end of his life, Elvis increasingly dined while reclining.
Yes, what a nice way to eat. Well, however, that's why he had the hamburgers delivered to the bed.
It was impossible to fly flat in the bed. It was impossible to lie flat in bed, eat and watch TV at the same time. Elvis ingeniously thought of the idea of glasses with mirrors inside.
Boy, Buzz, that was positively brilliant.
The mirror, positioned at a 45-degree angle, reflected the TVs by his feet into his field of vision. He favored one meal towards the end: bacon, mashed potatoes, and Crowder peas.
And what peas?
Crowder, C-R-O-W-D-E-R.
Crowder peas. What are Crowder peas, anyway?
Sporting his TV glasses, Elvis would swirl the combination of food together on his plate and shove it in his mouth with his hands. With the TVs at the foot of his bed, Elvis ate his way to an early death.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Isn't he great?
Boy, I tell you, so many nice stories. You know what my favorite one might be, really?
What's that, Mike?
Is he polished off eight sundaes in Baltimore. Is that before a show or after a show?
It was breakfast. Prior.
Eight sundaes for breakfast, he had.
I want eight of them.
And I have your answer on Crowder peas. This won't surprise you a bit. Crowder peas are peas with various other ingredients, including ham and bacon.
I never knew.
Yeah.
I never Crowder peas. I want them Crowder peas with bacon and ham.
God
That's
damn.
That's great.
I remember after the eight sundaes,
yeah.
He passed out.
That's right.
All right, hold on a second.
Remember when he had the cookies and ice cream, energy surged through his body.
Exactly.
He liked the ice cream.
There are so many facets of our love of Elvis there. There's the TV glasses that we've talked about. There's a separate story about his TV glasses.
Well, later in his career, he preferred eating while reclining.
Using his hands, laying in bed, bowl of food on his stomach.
Who doesn't like to put their feet up and have a nice meal?
16 scoops of ice cream and a dozen cookies. We've got that story about him eating all the peaches and 30 things of yogurt at once.
Yeah, and apparently didn't they have problems because they'd walk into his bedroom and somebody might step on a peach pit?
Yeah. That's right.
Because he'd throw them on the floors when he got on the floor.
Hold on.
And pie without utensils.
Here's more Elvis news.
The crowd gave Elvis a natural high, a feeling he wanted desperately to sustain. He did, by going back to popping pills.
The next morning, members of the Memphis Mafia arrived at Presley's hotel room to accompany him on a tour of Pearl Harbor.
Went to his door, knocked on his door, no answer, kept knocking. Finally, Linda opened it up, and we said, is he ready? And she had the saddest look on her face. And she just shook her head, no, and then went like this for us to come in. We went in. He was sitting out in the balcony, towels wrapped around his neck, just stone out of it.
That's Marty Lacker again, isn't it?
The day after the Hawaii concert.
Oh, really?
I mean, the high point of his whole career.
Oh, my God. So he's just wasted.
Sitting on the balcony.
That's sad.
With towels.
That's sad, man. If only he'd have seen what was happening to him.
We got a break on this Elvis show.
Well. Well.
E.
V.
Oh.
Ooh. That colon.
1 minute. Was that note right? Check. Just check it, J.D. What is a note? E. 4 keys and 1 penny. Okay.
He's doing this at a concert.
In the middle of a concert.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm doing this in falsetto bass voice. It's like people have falsetto high voice.
He says he's using his falsetto bass voice.
Falsetto bass voice.
Tenor voices. Like Cheryl and a couple of the guys up on stage can do the high falsetto thing. I've learned a trick. And it's a trick bass voice. J.D. does it in natural voice sometimes.
He is so effed up in some of these tapes.
We have the trombone guy to do it in case we miss it. All three of us.
It's not quite the audience.
That's Elvis.
How about that, Jack?
Oh, he was screwed up. He got back on his stuff, man, you know, and he was up there ripped.
Elvis tricked himself into believing that he didn't have a drug problem because everything was prescribed. He was addicted to pain medication, to sleeping medication, to uppers, to downers. He was Elvis, and he had too many people around saying, oh, you're fine, and too many other people popping pills with him to, you know, really help him the way he needed to be helped.
Hey.
Remember, folks,
you are a great crowd. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody?
Never.
Never.
A couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis.
Right.
And this is a tribute to the late king of rock and roll.
It is.
We're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
Some memories.
That's all we're about. Mike, it's dealer's choice when we come back.
Very good.
Here are some of the choices for you in the next segment.
I'm excited about it.
Elvis and Donkeys.
That's always good.
Elvis and Scatter the Monkey.
A classic.
Elvis and Flashbulbs in the Pool.
Oh, you know I love that one.
Elvis and Hot Dog Rolls. Elvis's Cough Syrup and Champagne Flute.
Oh, so many good ones.
Elvis and Baby Talk. Here's one we've referred to. Peaches and Popsicles. How about this one? That Pleases Me Greatly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, that's a fantastic one.
Story about Nullo deodorant tablets. Elvis shoots his toilet. Elvis goes snake hunting. Mike, those are the topics you'll be choosing from when we come back.
I am very excited. I've got one in mind. I might have two in mind, but I'll let you know when we come back.
Our bulletin is Elvis's steel dad.
Hey, man, he is. Yes, sirree. And we're not here to make fun. We're just making memories.
Elvis was my friend.
Feed me a cherry pie.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Thank you.